Welcome to Product Brand Management, Chapter 15. This chapter is on brand management. The objective of this chapter is actually to recap a lot of the things that we've already discussed. It is about recapping all concepts covered in the previous chapters and to further understand some key topics, especially brand planning, and how you can actually go about planning the brand's life script. So let's get into it. Brand management is about identifying and establishing brand positioning and values. This is actually a model which is a strategic brand management model. It's a process. Identifying and establish brand positioning and values. Step 2 is planning and implementing brand marketing programs. Step 3 is measuring and interpreting brand performance. And the last step is growing and sustaining brand equity. Now let's look at these steps one by one. So step number 1, identify and establish brand positioning and values. Now the key concepts in this particular step are mental maps, competitive frame of reference, points of parity and points of difference, core brand associations, and your brand mantra. What we're really trying to do over here during this step is to ensure that we understand what the competitive environment is like, what our product really is like, what is it that we want to convey about our product to the consumer. What is that space in the minds of the consumer that we want to occupy using with our brand? Because like we studied before in some of the previous chapters, the mind of the consumer is muddled. It's full of a lot of information, and people don't want to change their minds about something if they've already created an impression about it. So what we need to do is ensure that we have a very specific, unique space that we want to occupy in the consumer's mind. That is about identifying and establishing these brands, brand positions and values. After you've identified the space, once you've decided what space you want to occupy in people's minds, how do you do it? You actually have to plan and implement brand marketing programs. Now here we have mixing and matching of brand elements, integrating brand marketing activities, and leveraging of secondary associations. So what we need to do here is, we actually make a brand marketing plan. We ensure that the positioning and the values that we've tried to identify and establish in the earlier step are actually put together, and a marketing plan is formed, a communication plan is formed. Now that can be in form of basically it'll have a marketing plan, it'll have a media element to it. You'll have to ensure that people are bombarded with the brand communication from different angles. The person, the consumer who is at the receiving end of this brand communication, ultimately through all these angles, finally comes to know that, all right, this is what the brand is, and hopefully as brand managers we'll be able to occupy one certain unique space in the mind of the consumer. But this process would be incomplete if we can't really tell whether or not the consumer's mind space has been occupied. So which is why we need to measure and interpret brand performance. That is step 3 right over here, measure and interpret brand performance, in which you have brand value chain, audits, tracking, and equity management system. In this particular step, what we need to do is ensure that whatever communication we are putting out there is also tracked, and we understand how well our brand is doing in the minds of the consumers or out in the market. Now, for example, brand tracks are a very simple way, and albeit a detailed way, of understanding how your brand communication is having an impact on your consumer's mindset. It will basically measure factors like brand recall, whether it's top of mind, whether it's aided recall, whether it's unaided recall. It'll ensure that factors like brand awareness, brand perception, what are the associations of the brand, etc. All these factors are measured. So to give you an example, if I'm marketing say a Bisleri, and if I have just launched a marketing campaign for Bisleri, actually a brand communication campaign for Bisleri, I will have a brand track going. So before I release the brand, before I actually launch the campaign, I will do a certain brand track. This brand track will understand what is the brand awareness of Bisleri in the minds of our target consumers. Do they actually remember the brand? Is it the first brand that comes to your mind, which is the top of mind recall? What are the associations with the brand? Are those the associations that the brand Bisleri actually wants to build with the consumers, associations of purity, of reliability, of trustworthiness, are those associations already present in the minds of the consumers or not? All these factors will be measured and written down. Now the communication is launched. Supposing the campaign is 3 weeks long or 4 weeks long. After these 4 weeks, the same study with the same group of consumers will happen again. Now we'll see whether or not the communication itself has had an impact on consumer mindset. Now, after the communication campaign is done, if you ask the same people the same questions, do you remember this brand? Is it the top of mind brand that you have? Is it the top of mind recall for a brand that you have in the bottled water category? What are the associations do you have with it? After this study is done, now you compare the first study which was done before the campaign and this study which is done after the campaign. Hopefully the scores of your brand awareness, recall, associations, everything would have gone up. Now big brands, big companies and even smaller brands need to do it, but big companies do it on a regular basis. They have what we call quarterly brand audits and quarterly brand tracks. Most big FMCG companies like Unilever and P&G, for instance, have brand tracks running for almost all of their bigger brands on a quarterly basis, also because their communication is pretty regular. So as a matter of fact, they over a period of a year can actually figure out which campaign, which season work best for them, what is the brand impact, what is the impact that the communication has had on the minds of the consumers, do the consumers view the brands favorably or not. All these things are actually measured, which is where this is how we measure and interpret brand performance. And then the last step is actually growing and sustaining brand equity. Here we look at the broad brand product matrix, brand portfolios and hierarchies, expansion strategies, reinforcement and revitalization. Now that we have established a brand position, now we have communicated it and we have actually measured the performance of this communication as well, what we really need to do is ensure that the equity of the brand is growing and it's sustained over a period of time. Some of the strategies, some of the steps that are used to actually attain that are these. You look at your brand portfolio, you look at your brand hierarchies, you see if something can be changed, you see if new users need to be gotten into the fold, which might lead to a brand extension. You look at all these things and then you say, all right, this is how I'm going to be growing or sustaining my brand equity. Therefore, these are the steps in the strategic brand management process. Now let's look at the scope of brand management. The scope of brand management actually includes building brands, leveraging brands, identifying them and protecting brands. Let's look at how we can build brands, leverage them, identify and protect them over a period of time. There has to be a process to understand that this scope of brand management is actually followed over a period of time and things remain consistent with the brand, which is very, very important. This can be done using a process that we call brand planning. Brand planning is actually one of the most popular processes that exist in creative agencies. There are proper account planners who ensure that their clients' brands are actually planned for over a period of time and therefore communication remains consistent. Brand planning provides a vision about how the resources can be effectively used to sustain the brand's differential advantage. It's a documented expression that collates the information sought through defining the market and analysis and becomes the roadmap for the brand planning process. So basically, a brand plan has a certain set of objectives: brand awareness, availability, value, differentiation, and loyalty. These are not all the objectives. There are still more objectives to come. But overall, a brand plan is a document. It's an expression of how do I keep the brand consistent? How do I ensure that awareness, availability, value, differentiation, loyalty, robustness, personality, brand connection, and association? How do I ensure that all of these 9 factors are actually taken care of and are consistent over a period of time? How do I ensure that the communication remains so consistent that the brand remains robust, that the brand's personality is consistently imagined in the minds of the consumers in a certain way? How do I ensure that there's a certain solid connection between the brand and its consumers on a regular basis and that connection does not weaken? How do I ensure that the associations that I'm trying to build with the brand remain consistent over a period of time? So let's look at the brand plan in some more detail. the brand plan, what it really does is it defines the objectives, it defines the need, it analyzes the source of volume, it analyzes the target audience, it actually makes a marketing strategy statement, it puts down a positioning strategy statement, and then associate strategies. So we'll come to the associate strategies in a bit, but first let's look at the brand plan itself. So the basic objectives of the brand plan could be to maintain a certain personality. So for example, if it's a brand planning exercise for a Harley Davidson or for a Bullet or for a Bajaj Pulsar for that matter. For a Bajaj Pulsar, the objective would be to ensure that it is seen as a machismo-led bike, which is why the initial positioning of definitely male came into being when the Bajaj Pulsar was first launched. Now, if the objective is to ensure that this kind of personality the brand is trying to occupy, that the brand is trying to portray, remains consistent over a period of time, what is the need that we have therefore in order to be able to portray this? We analyze the source of volume, we analyze the target audience, and then basis all of these things, we make a marketing strategy statement. My strategy is that over a period of time, I will A, B, C, D, E. That's a marketing strategy statement. Then there'll be a positioning strategy statement. Over a period of time, I want to be able to consistently position the bike as a quintessential male bike. The brand personality itself should be definitely male. Along with this, then there are associated strategies. For example, the product strategy, the packaging strategy, the pricing strategy, the distribution strategy, advertising, media, sales promotion, merchandising, and testing. So the great advantage of a brand plan is that whatever you do, whether you're doing your product or whether you're developing a product or whether you're developing packaging or pricing or distribution or advertising or your media or your sales promotion, merchandising, it doesn't matter what you're doing, it'll all remain consistent. The entire brand will always talk in the same language to the consumers. That is the most important part of a brand plan. Consistency in brand communication. Now, if you look at all of these advertising, media, sales promotion, merchandising, and testing, it'll all follow the same roadmap over a period of years, which is why brand planning is extremely, extremely essential for any brand. Now, let's try and summarize this chapter. Brand management is about identifying and establishing brand position and value. This is the strategic brand management process, planning and implementing brand marketing programs, measuring and interpreting a brand performance. We spoke about brand tracks and audits, growing and sustaining brand equity. Then we spoke about the blip model, building, leveraging, identifying, and protecting your brand, which is what are the real objectives of a brand plan. Brand plan then defines the objectives, it defines the needs, it analyzes the source of volume and the target audience, it has the marketing strategy statement, the positioning strategy statement, and associated strategies. The point of a brand plan is to ensure that brand communication, brand positioning, personality, associations, etc., all remain constant or at least consistent over a period of time, and therefore, over a period of a long period of time, people, consumers view the brand in a certain way, and there is no confusion in this communication. That really helps a brand to avoid the decline stage for a long period of time. That's it for this chapter. Thank you.